Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, folks. We are live once again.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. We are live. It's a special broadcast. It's Friday night. We don't usually do Friday night broadcasts, but we thought that this was fairly important, that we needed to get this on the air and talk about it. It's the amazing efforts by some amazing, amazing patriots. Folks who love their country, who love America. Brian Colfosh, triple amputee veteran, hero, puts out a GoFundMe page, raises $22 million, makes promises, we build the wall, starts a group, starts a company, or whatever, you know, we get all the details, and we build the wall in 3 days, puts up 3/4 of a mile of fence in a location where the Army Corps of Engineers said it could not be done. They're doing it. It's getting done. We're going to tell you how you can get some donations in and help the cause. It's very, very important to keep donating to this effort here along the border as the border leaks and oozes criminals, illegal aliens. That's right, folks, criminals, ladies and gentlemen. That's what these folks are. Once they come across, you know, oh, my God, you can't say that. Well, why not? They broke the law. When you break the law, it doesn't make you a saint. It makes you a sinner. And that's it. And without further ado, I want to get this show cranking because it's a short one. We're going to be done quick. We're going to get this info out, and we're going to plan up for another show on Monday with the same crew. We're going to talk about the same issues, any updates, more donation information. And maybe we can just get somebody to – maybe Brian Colfosh can join. That would be great to get him on. I do not recall his email address. Otherwise, I would have invited him already. But, you know, that's how it goes. So real fast, I want to do this so I can screen a call. I see Steve, my good friend, pal. One day we're going to meet. We're going to shake hands, me and Steve Ronnebeck. One day, somehow, some way, it's going to happen. But without further ado, I want to say hello to Anastasia, Deborah, Jim, Bobby, Alan, Alex, Karen, Kion's watching, William, Dennis, Mary Beth, Shenandoah. That's the coolest name, man. I really dig that name. Shenandoah Christlieb. Pretty cool name. Welcome and thanks for watching. What I got to do real fast, I want to screen these couple of calls I have. So I'm going to just play this briefly because I want to get this show going. Here's this. Check it out.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level. And fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA. Right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray USA.
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. You can get his new record. It's an amazing ass-kicking album. It is called Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. DaveBrayUSA.com. Marianne, what's happening? Marianne is joining us also in the live feed. And Deborah, thank you so much for tuning in, and here we go, folks. Without further ado, I'm going to bring and Steve is with Marianne and the Michaels, Mr. and Mrs. Michael, Kion and Bobby, and he said a couple other people. Please forgive me for forgetting your names. I'm very bad with memory, and I left it somewhere in 1984, that's where my memory is. You know, I'm sorry. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, fresh from construction zone to a local hotel area so they can be quiet and have silence and be able to do this show, it's Steve Ronnebeck, Marianne Mendoza, and others, Angel Families, who have been fighting this immigration battle for a long time. Steve, welcome to the show. Marianne, everybody, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Kion and Bobby, and who else is with you? I don't want to leave anybody out. I want to make sure everybody gets their name and a shout out, a proper shout out. We'll get everybody on to tell how this wall and how this progress is making them all feel. So who else is with
Mark,
you, Steve? Everybody.
Mark, we have Michelle Root, mother of Sarah Root. We have Vicky Lyons. And Vicky, I apologize. Nikki Shermock was her daughter. Obviously, you know, Marianne Mendoza. We have the Michaels here. And Brandon Michael was their son. We have some important people here, Mark. These people have supported Marianne and I, and they've been fighting alongside of us for a long time now. And the worst part is they're some of the people that their stories have gone untold. So, if you have time, I'd really love to have each one of them tell their stories.
Absolutely, and I'm glad to have that opportunity here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. All right, so let's go with Miss Ruth first, then. We'll start there, and we'll go, because we haven't heard her story on Patriot Nation Radio, and our listeners have heard Steve's story and Marianne's story and so many stories, and they're all heartbreaking. There's not one any less heartbreaking than the other, and they are of all of the same equal importance. Even the stories like in North Dakota that you've never heard, they're equally as important as any single person who's lost a family member due to illegal immigration crime. Every single person who is a victim of illegal immigration crime is on an equal plane and deserves the same amount of recognition, or in the very least, prayers and thanks and, love pouring out for these folks and support. for these efforts that folks are putting together at the border as we speak. It's unbelievable what is accomplished in an area that the Army Corps of Engineers said could not be built upon. Ha! Surprise! And it's pretty scary to think that the Army Corps of Engineers would say something like that, and in 3 days, the amazing progress. Okay, so let's go. Who are we speaking with now?
This is Michelle Root. Thanks for having us.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming on my show. I'm so sorry for what your family has had to endure from this horrible tragedy that is the illegal immigration. Unmanufactured crisis. The crisis is real, folks. And here's Michelle. Michelle, tell us what happened to your family.
My daughter, Sarah Root, who had just graduated within 15 hours of with her bachelor's in criminal investigation. She was a 4.0 student, out celebrating on her way home that night. She was at a stoplight where she was rear-ended by Edwin Mejia going 70-plus miles an hour with a blood alcohol of 0.41. He crashed into the back of Sarah's SUV, causing brain damage, severing her spine. And we got the call at the hospital that become my son, of course, called his mom and, well, me, and his dad, because we were divorced, to tell us that we needed to come to the hospital because Sarah had been in an accident. When we arrived at the hospital, we were told that there was 0% chance of survival. The area, because Sarah was stopped at a stoplight, and it was a 35-mile-an-hour zone. Edwin Mejia was street racing someone going 70-plus miles an hour when he rear-ended my daughter, who the light had just turned green and she was just starting to go. He, of course, had a leg injury, but it was minor. He had several other offenses, and the last one was May of 2015. A warrant was issued for his arrest for failure to appear. Edwin Mejia came over at age 16 unaccompanied, and he was then taken to the hospital, of course, with the leg injury. He was arrested. ICE refused to detain him. The judge had put a bond out. He paid $5,000 and he fled, and we have no idea where he is right now.
And that seems to be the case with a lot of these. That's not only in these tragic accidents. It's even for those folks that are just coming over seeking asylum. The ones
Correct.
That come with the children. The ones that get let out in 48 hours with a court date in 6 months. Just long enough time for them to absorb into obscurity into the middle of our country somewhere. Where they can do the
Correct.
Same thing that's happened to all these angel families that we bring on this show. It's an unbelievable, tragic event. And so now you're down there at this wall, and it's going
yes.
up. How do you? What's the emotion that you feel as you see each section being placed up?
It is, you know, your heart is so heavy, but so, like, our children didn't die in vain. Like, somebody actually listened and is doing what we want to have done. Nothing any of us have are doing right now is bringing our child or our loved one back. It's to prevent it
right.
from happening to someone else's child and to honor our children, of course. But seeing somebody listened, somebody is doing something, and it's just, it boggles your mind that the government can do this. They just choose not to do this. So I am glad that we have built the wall. And somebody actually did something about it. And I know our children are out there having a party saying, thank you. It's not bringing us
right.
back, but thank you for doing something to help future Americans.
Even if it saves one life, it's been a success for one family. That's
you better
success.
Believe it. Yep.
And think about this. That area is probably one of the most frequented areas by drug cartel members, they're coyotes, and they're sex traffickers because it's barren land where nobody can get to. Wide open.
Yep.
Well, guess what, folks? It's not a wide open no more. And those of you who have donated, this is what promises kept looks like. Brian Colfage is completely honorable. People were trying to smash him and smear him for something that may have happened in the past. And anything that happened in this man's past, I have deeply forgiven him for, whatever the case may be, if he did anything wrong, even if it was disrespecting his mom when he was 10 years old.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is great stuff, what he was able to start, and now we see true fruits of the labor, and it's amazing to see.
It is. It is. I mean, and it does reignite your heart, and it makes, it's unexplainable, the feeling we all had when we seen it. It just, again, we feel like our children didn't die in vain and somebody's listening.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm listening. I couldn't imagine losing my son in such a manner. And I couldn't imagine losing my son in any manner, let alone by someone who shouldn't be here, a preventable situation. Was the gentleman who crashed your daughter's car, was he previously deported? Did he have a long criminal history like most of these others?
He had a criminal history, but they were minor ones, you know, driving the wrong way down a one-way street, child endangerment, driving without insurance, a license, you know, things like that.
Child endangerment is pretty serious to me.
Yep. And then again, he had that warrant issued for his arrest for failure to appear, and yet the judge didn't see or feel that that warranted a higher penalty or no bail, you know. And then the Omaha Police Department, tried to get ICE to detain him, but under the previous administration, they refused to do so. So now he's out running, and he'll kill somebody else, I guarantee it.
Right, and that's the shame of it. And we have another angel mom there with you guys that wants to tell her story as well.
Yep.
Let's hear her story.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, and what's your name? And then tell us what happened to your family, what the tragedy is, that this horrible, horrific thing that keeps happening over and over and over again. And the fact that people aren't angry as hell that anybody's dying at the hands of the illegal immigrants. We should be so mad. I can't believe one person is against putting up a wall or against fixing the immigration system. The only reason someone would be against it is they are making money off of it or some other benefit, because there's no way. So introduce yourself and tell us what happened.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for having us on. My name is Vicki Shermock-Lyon. My daughter was Danielle Nicole Shermock, and we called her Nikki. She was 25 years old, and she had just left my house from picking up her two children, ages 4 and 14 months. And she was so happy that she had got to work an extra shift because it was getting close to Christmas and she wanted to be able to buy her children Christmas gifts. And they left the house, and I got a call 45 minutes later that she was dead. She had been hit head on by Fernando Reyes, who was driving on the wrong side of the road. He was drunk, full of cocaine, hit her head on and killed her instantly. My grandchildren, my granddaughter, my 4-year-old, was dead at the scene, and the EMTs revived her, and both children were airlifted into Orlando, where the 4-year-old had to have emergency surgery, brain surgery, and her body was smashed from head to toe. Fernando Reyes was thrown out of his truck, and he sustained 2 broken legs. And he was taken out of rehab in the middle of the night by his family. And we have no idea to this day, which it will be almost 18 years, because the accident or the wreck happened on November 17th, 2001. Florida Highway Patrol messed up the entire investigation. I blame them, and I blame our government for allowing him to come into our country illegally. They did put, finally, after I complained loud enough, they did file charges against him, and they only gave him a $10,000 bond, which meant that my daughter's life was only worth $1,000 to the state of Florida. Our grandchildren, the four-year-old, the children are now 21 and 18, I should tell you. They're both beautiful. They're intelligent. They're both in college. They're wonderful kids, but the four-year-old has epilepsy from the brain injury and still has some trouble, you know, with broken, where she had severe broken bones and things.
And so now for 18 years, this guy has been living on the land, probably living in a nice house, driving around in a nice car with no epilepsy and with both of his parents.
Absolutely.
And this is a travesty of this whole situation, folks, is these guys get let out and they never come back to court. And it's easy for them to slip into the system because there's no real record of them. Sometimes who even knows if that guy they have in custody, that's his name. I don't even think they can prove who these people are half the time. And when they slip through the cracks,
that's correct. That's correct, Mark, because Fernando Reyes did not have a driver's license. To this day, we do not have fingerprints. We do not have a photograph of him because the investigation was completely bungled. And they kept giving me excuse after excuse after excuse. Oh, we're waiting on his blood alcohol testing to come back. We're afraid that we will scare him off if we go to arrest him. I said, I don't care. Chain him to the bed. I don't care if both of his legs is broken. It's a shame that his neck wasn't broken.
Right.
I don't have a daughter.
Right. And, you know, what gets me is you hear all these talking heads and blabbermouths on the left talking about this is not a crisis. Talking
exactly.
About that this is manufactured, that President Trump is manufacturing this crisis, that he has these kids in cages. And I tell these people, that they keep telling me, oh, I can't believe he had the kids in cages. No, he took the kids and got them out of the cages. It was Obama and George Bush that put the kids in the cages. Folks,
yes.
It wasn't
yes.
President Trump.
And not only that, now that they're all coming up with the slogan that, you know, they're going to separate the families and everything. What about us? We are permanently separated from our children.
Forever.
Permanently. Exactly.
Yep.
Our hope is,
you know,
now in heaven.
Yeah, well, you know what the only positive thing in the whole thing is? Life on earth is short, and eternity with Jesus and our loved one is eternity. It's forever. So
exactly,
we got to make the best of what we have here on earth while we have it. Make a difference.
Exactly.
Be an American.
Exactly.
Be the type of American that those who gave the ultimate sacrifice defending our freedom would be proud of. How about that?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's why each one of us, each angel parent, is fighting so hard for the wall and protection on our southern border, because we don't want one other family to feel what we have gone through. And it's never ending. It will be till we take our last breath. And I have two grandchildren who have no mother, and neither one of them have a memory of their mother. And
but they have you.
All of that. Absolutely, thank God. And they're just wonderful kids. They really are. I can't brag on them enough.
How about that, huh? God bless them. God bless your family.
Thank you.
I would like to know if I could speak with Miss Mendoza, because it has been so long. I've been trying to get her to come back on the show, and our paths have been crossing. I would love to have Miss Mendoza come join us one real fast and give out a little information here on We Build the Wall.
I sure will.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm so sorry that your family had to endure this.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Marianne. Finally, hello. It's been a while. How are you?
I'm good. Have you had Bobby and Cayenne on your show?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Great, people. Wonderful folks. Again, I'm just so thankful that through this tragedy, I get to talk with amazing, patriotic Americans who only want the best for America. And the efforts that you guys are putting forth is absolutely inspiring and amazing to me. And just for the efforts and the strength that you all show, thank you. That's a thanks from I think everybody who listens to the show and watches the show thanks you guys for your strength and your integrity and your drive and everything. You guys are not sleeping much, I bet, huh?
We're not, but you know, we're doing this for our fellow Americans, and I just wish that our politicians would take a lesson from us, because this is how our politicians should be fighting for us.
Right. Instead of fighting for the people, they're fighting red tape and each other to try and make a political statement and get some little points and a pat on the back from their constituents instead of taking care of the real problem, which is 300 kids a week dying from drug overdoses, 4,000 homicides, 30,000 sexual assaults, and 100,000 violent assaults over a two-year period.
And every day some politician tweets something out. We have to protect our dreamers. We have to give them amnesty. We've got to stop these children from dying at our borders. You know, where were they when our children are dying at the hands of illegal aliens? Where are they when any American is killed at the hands of an illegal alien? It's absolute silence from D.C.
And last time I checked, we're all dreamers. If we stop dreaming, we die. Our soul rots.
What happened to our children's
freaking
dreams? Our children's dreams, dreams were snuffed out in an instant. You know, and they never talk about the American dream and the people who are being affected by these criminals who are invading our country. We have got to start making our politicians aware that we are going to look. The American people have the guts and the determination to donate to We Build a Wall, to get this section of wall done and many, many more miles to come. That means that we have the guts and the determination to clean the swamp. We have to come together collectively. We have to get these people out of office, and we have to send a message to the pro-open border people like George Soros. It doesn't matter how much money you put into your efforts of keeping the borders open. You've got the American people to fight, and we're done with their crap. You know, we have got to stand up to this.
And I'm hearing that the Build the Wall .us fundraising is going pretty good still, especially after all the videos surfaced of, hey, look what we did over Memorial Day weekend. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And all the videos started popping up from all you guys, and I watched like so many of them. I don't usually get to watch a lot of videos, but I got them on while I was playing through my Bluetooth speaker while I'm driving home from work. I'm like waking up early in the morning, 15 minutes extra, so I can watch a video.
Well, and we just left the site a few minutes ago, and they are finishing off at the top of that hill. I mean, they've been working nonstop since yesterday morning, and they are finishing off the last few panels at the top of the hill. And then,
what's on the other side of that hill?
Well, there's people who are crying out that they won't rebuild the wall on the other side to fill in a 2-mile gap on the other side of that mountain because they see what this has done. But Tommy Fisher with Fisher Industries, who has done this whole project for We Build the Wall, it's a 3-pronged security system. It's not only the wall. The foundation goes 7 feet down into the ground with rebar. There is sensors to where if somebody's even down as far as 22 feet, it comes up on the monitors that says subterranean digging detected and shows the Border Patrol agents the exact sector that it's in. They can be digging 60 feet out from the wall, and it'll come up and say surface digging detected. There, it's all lit. They have a parking platform at the top of the end where that wall ends for Border Patrol.
And roads.
They will be able to get from the bottom of that hill to the top of that mountain in 25 seconds on the paved road that Tommy's provided versus 25 minutes that it would take them to go around that mountain to apprehend somebody they saw coming over, and they would be gone by the time they got there.
It's amazing. That's absolutely amazing and inspiring. Can you give out any of the, like, say, if someone wanted to throw in 10, 15, 25, 50 bucks, a website that they could go to? That would be WeBuildTheWall.us.
WeBuildTheWall.us has a donate button on it. And, you know, I'm asking all your listeners, become a pivotal point, become a part of this pivotal point in history that Americans are showing our politicians how this is done. And even though these red-blooded Americans who have donated, they've already paid taxes on the money that they've earned, they are still donating to this cause because they know this is
yep.
the right thing to do.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. It's amazing. I am honored and proud to know all of you guys. It's through tragedy that some good actually comes sometimes. And look at this. It's the voices of you folks that never give up on the dreams of your children, who
right.
are needlessly taken from this earth in a preventable
yeah.
situation, a completely preventable
well,
situation.
Ask, yeah, and I ask your listeners, in a few weeks, week and a half, 2 weeks' time, our website, angelfamilies.com, is being revamped because we're an LLC. Angel Moms is our 501c3, but Angel Families is... We are fully political, and our website is going to become a political action machine. We've got a hashtag Blood on Their Hands campaign going on billboards, pointing out that our politicians all have blood on their hands. We're going to be working with legislators in every state to get a remittance tax passed in every state. We've got a lot of events and legislation that Angel Families is working on. So go to angelfamilies.com. Keep abreast of what we're doing. Help us. Because we cannot do this alone, and not every angel family has the fortitude and the guts to stand up and speak out about this after they've lost the level. We
right.
need American patriots to help angel families.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to keep. I mean, you have an open forum. You just have to send me a private message. Say, hey, you got an open date? We want to come on the show, and I'll get a date, and I'll get you on the show. Even if you need 10 minutes just to advertise something, or you need a whole hour, just let me know, all of you.
Thank you.
Well,
and
Kaya,
your listeners need to know, September 25th, we're having a huge rally in D.C. It's called Badges and Angels. We're having a huge rally in D.C., which will be sheriffs and angel families, because we've partnered up with sheriffs to educate the public on the importance of border security, increased interior enforcement, and having the 287G program approved with every law enforcement agency, and getting rid of sanctuary cities. And so, you know, we've teamed up with sheriffs to get that message out to people, and that
Sheriff
rally
Clark.
All that information will be coming on our website.
I saw Sheriff Clark out there at the site. That's pretty cool.
Oh,
and
yeah,
if you see those guys, if you happen to see Sheriff Clark moseying around, or Steve Bannon, say, hey, there's this really cool guy I know, he's got a great show, you want to go on? I reached out to Sheriff Clark for a long time.
We can get your information to all those guys. We'll get it to Brian. We'll get it to Sheriff Clark. We'll get them on your show, Mark.
That would be amazing. Because, you know, what they're doing is very important, too. It's their star power and their recognition that helps this along. I want to thank everybody for coming. I guess I could say hello real fast to Kayan and Bobby and then Steve again, and then I got to wrap up. I got to go to work. I got to get up at 4:30 a.m.
Oh, my goodness sakes. All right. Kayana is coming in right now.
Thank you.
We're going to get her on the phone. Here she is. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Marianne.
Mark, who are you?
Hello, Kayana. How are you?
We're doing all right. Thank you for having us on. Bobby's right here with me.
Hey, Bobby. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
So I saw some of your really excellent videos, and I've been sharing them all around. Great job. Great job on the video showing folks the wall. It's amazing.
Oh, awesome.
And you know what I'm noticing from all you guys when I'm watching the videos? You guys are all smiling. Everybody's smiling again. Smiling again. How to have a genuine heartfelt smile across your face again. That must be wonderful, huh?
Oh, yes, it was. Just to see the protection, something that will better protect. You know, it may not be all around our, all of our southern border, but it's a start, something to better protect our American citizens so that we don't have other parents going through what we're going through. And they told us, people, residents that live there were telling us that it's already prevented illegals from crossing over because they didn't know it was there. So they had
right.
to turn around. So there,
yeah.
there's already been lives that have been saved, even the drugs that were prevented from coming through. But just, you know, a few days out, it is worth it.
Yep.
It's worth it. And so we're all smiling because it may be too late for our children, but it's not too late for America's children, for others' children.
Hey, you know, that wall, that section of wall that's been put up since Memorial Day weekend has probably already prevented some deaths from fentanyl,
yeah.
heroin, and some illegal criminal drug guy or drunk guy driving the wrong way or whatever the case may be. Some gang banger with a gun, whatever. These guys can't get across now. I guarantee it's already saving lives. And I'm going to do another show Monday. And I'm going to bring maybe Jim Ben V on. I think he might join us. And because he's doing some great stuff. He did a whole tour today of the wall. He drove around in the car and he went up the mountain. He went around. He gave us a view from up on top, and it was a really good thing. And he's doing some good stuff. Shannon McGauley, he is Texas Minutemen, and he's looking to recruit some members to come down and help assist Border Patrol. So, folks, look for Shannon McGauley and Texas Minutemen. I have to wrap up this show. My phone's going to die. I have another guest in the queue. I can't get to that guest today because my phone's going to die here. I didn't get enough time to charge it because I was only going to do 30 minutes, but 30 minutes is almost impossible. Kayan and Bobby, I want to thank you guys so much for all your hard work and determination in assisting other American families to not have to ever feel the pain that you guys felt. God bless you and thank you.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for having all of us tonight.
Yes, indeed, Steve. It's my pleasure. We'll get it all wrapped up and going again on Monday because I'm sure some things will develop over the weekend. And we'll see what happens, man. I'm so proud to know you guys. And, Steve, again, I'm sorry that your family had to go through what you're going through. I don't know if you heard what I just told Kayan, but I said one thing I noticed when I'm watching you guys down there at the site is you're all smiling, genuine smiles. That in itself says something.
You know, we've been fighting for this right here. And again, people need to realize now that we've got this section up that there's 10 new sites that have come up that we need help building. So people need to go to GoFundMe/the Trump Wall. Help us out. Help us build those 10 more sites.
Yes, indeed. Well, Steve, my phone is going to die. It's like 3%.
Okay.
I want to thank all you guys for all your hard work, determination, and your grit, man, true grit. Real patriots who love America. Thank each and every one of you guys, and God bless.
Thanks, Mark, and you're a true patriot yourself. Have a good night.
And I'll send details for Monday. God bless. Thank you all.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Here we go. I'm just going to wrap up here with the Star Spangled Banner. You heard it here, man, a real deal. The wall's going up. It's America's wall. And as my phone dies, here's the Star Spangled Banner. Good night, and God bless America. Hold on, folks. I'm getting there.
Zing, zing.
Oh, say. I'm right. There you have it, folks. That's another episode, a special report from the border, Patriot Nation Radio. I'm out of here. See you Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Peace. Good night. God bless you, and God bless America. Love yous all.